Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So office parties.
Crazy.
Did you start to do the
I tried. I'm not doing that again.
No, I love it. So we want to talk about your office parties. And when they did. So let's just be honest. It's one of those times. Have you ever done anything bad?
No, I've never.
You really haven't?
I don't know why I always have decorum at these things.
You're the single dude. You can like run rampant, like put your butt on the copier.
All that stuff. But see, I noticed all the eventually all the married ladies kind of gravitate towards me in my section of the party. So I know. Makes it awkward for me. God. I just can't let my hair down.
I'm trying to think of the last. I mean, we've had some office parties where I've been.
Epic.
In big trouble, but I haven't done anything. I haven't slept with anybody.
No, I do. And I don't want to bring it up again. It seems like whenever we do this topic, I bring up the same story. So I'm not going
to
bring it up.
No, you have to now. I don't remember it.
We do have a female coworker. It was the first year you and I did the show together. It was actually my first Christmas party here. Holiday party. And one of our, never mind. She
take a run at me?
Yeah. Oh. That's it.
People take runs at me all the time.
Okay. I was just a little taken aback. No, it was like, a little, yeah.
I was like, hey, how's that going? But I, you know, I didn't run back.
Right.
I'm trying to think of, like, so we have our lists of do's and don'ts for your office party, but these are the things we don't want you to do.
Exactly.
If you've done the things we're about to say, then we don't want you to call us. Do let your hair down. Don't let your guard down. No, we want the opposite of
that. No, yeah, we need the guard down.
There was once a Christmas party. It was an office party that I was at. Mm-hmm. The company was so cheap, they wouldn't throw a party. So some of the employees took it upon themselves to throw a party at their house. So we're at the house, and there was one particular coworker, and you guys, don't even try to guess who any of these people are, especially you.
All right.
And you already know who they are, but just don't blurt anything out.
I'll try not to.
So we're at one employee's house, and there's another employee who has a wife who's extremely promiscuous.
Oh, no.
She takes a run at somebody every time we get together.
Yeah.
And there's a newer employee in our midst. And the party's ramping up. And said promiscuous wife begins to approach different people. And everybody who knew her knew to run.
Right.
You knew what to do. But there was this new coworker. And I took it upon myself. I put him under my wing and I was like, dude, you're new here and you could get fired tomorrow. Here's the thing. Drink, have fun, go epic, hang off the chandeliers. Nobody cares. See that girl over there? If she walks within 5 feet of you, you run 10 feet the other way. I don't want you anywhere near her. What? Trust me.
Just do it.
The rest of the night. Don't. And it was like 3 hours in. He's doing great. Avoid, like, there's little concentric circles where you can see, like, ooh, she got really close right here and he jumped over a coffee table to avoid it. Blah, blah, blah. Long story longer, then there became the backup at the bathroom. No one could get in the main floor bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like pounding on the door. Nobody's answering, but you could hear the telltale signs of something. So it was on me to walk through the entire crowd and do a head count and figure out who was missing.
And you're like, no! Oh!
I knew she was missing, but I was like,
oh no,
please.
Please, where is he?
Please don't let it not be the person that I mentored and told him, don't do this.
He was doing it.
He was.
Uh-huh.
He did it.
Yeah, right?
A lot.
Right?
And we all had to pee in the backyard for like an hour. So there was multiple victims of this office party shenanigan.
All because of.
Because, yes. And I warned him.
And that was huge drama.
And if any of you know the names of the people, Frida, Texas or something. So we want your office party shenanigans gone wild. There's a couple we got off of Reddit. One person managed to set themselves on fire at their first ever Christmas party.
Cool.
They were doing a flaming Can I say that word?
Flaming
chest shot.
There you go.
With one of their managers and pulled away when the glass touched my chest.
Oh.
Here's the thing that blows me away about office parties. Why do you, if you don't cut loose with your boss 364 days out of the year, why in God's name would you do it that day?
And then people think on that day, I can go 10 times over the top. Because
of what you normally do.
Yeah, because I didn't the rest of the year. I deserve.
You can't.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Just dial it. Don't. One of the things is stick to a 2-drink maximum.
Oh, and just walk around with one for show the rest of the night? Or okay.
Have you ever done anything with a 2-drink maximum?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, see, that's...
I don't know that I could go to an... If your office party tells me I can only have 2 drinks...
Like, why am I here?
Yeah. Another person trashed the Christmas party down the hall. Apparently, they were in some ballroom, like some hotel where they had multiple Christmas parties.
It was someone else.
And this dude was like, him and a friend were like, let's go down to the next, to Inatech's Christmas party. And he strapped a mandolin on his back. No idea why.
What?
Goes in, gets on the mic and starts doing some ramblings. Well, they have a DJ who's like, I'm going to kick your behind if you don't get out of here. He then tries to ninja kick him and pull the mandolin off his back like it's a sword.
That's an awesome part.
I don't know. If you called us right now with that story, we would love that story.
Yeah, mandolins.
Any story that's got a mandolin in it and ninja moves, that's the kind of office party stories we're looking for.
Yeah.
All right. So instead of us giving you all the things off of Reddit, we want to know, when did your office party get out of control? If you've got a story, and we'll voice disguise you if you need it. What happened at your office party that made it out of control? Jenny.
Yay.
Office party out of controlness. What happened?
So our CFO, who's a female, had drank in way too much that night and started off grinding with couples, married couples, in between them.
She's got a 3-letter title. She's like a CFO. Is that what you said?
Yeah, she's like partial owner to the company as well.
Oh, my Lord.
And she started sticking her face in women's mommy parts and making boat noises.
Oh, she did upper mommy parts, I hope. You don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Motorboating.
Motorboating, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then by the end of the night, she was trying to leapfrog in her teeny tiny dress and ended up like face planting on the floor and just messing up her whole face like super bloody.
Well, we don't want you to tell us exactly where your party was, but was it just at your office? Was it at a nice restaurant, at a hotel? Where did you guys do it?
A hotel, like the ballroom thing they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many employees saw her do this stuff?
By that time, I want to say at least 3/4 of the people were still there.
Yeah. So then what is the next Monday like?
Exactly.
Is she humiliated? Does she put out an apology email or do you all, is it like, don't ask, don't tell, you just pretend it didn't happen?
More just like we pretend it didn't happen. I mean, it's a company where they drink quite often, so it's just, whatever.
I don't know, but if you motorboat my wife, I think I've got some stuff to say about it. You're the CFO. I expect that from the male dude.
Right, but not the CFO.
No. Wow.
Yeah, it was quite an awkward situation to be in.
Still nice. Sounds like a great party, though.
You're right?
Invite us next year. Thank you, Jenny. Candy.
Yay.
Office party out of controlness.
So there was a guy at our office party who definitely had a lot too much to drink and went up and kind of talked to our CEO and made a complete ass out of himself. And then eventually, by the end of the night, drank so much that he defecated his pants.
Oh, and, man.
Yeah. And then as word got out, people started calling him the party pooper.
Literally.
Yeah, he was so embarrassed that he quit a couple days later.
He quit?
Oh, he did.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do, dude?
You're the party pooper.
You're not. Yeah, you can't. You are not going to live that down. You don't get to... how many people saw him poo himself? I mean, it was obvious that it was everywhere, or...
I don't know how I was gone at that point, but it was, you know, everybody knew it was him. So,
because, you know, a long time ago, you could go and poop yourself at a party and it would, like, maybe a few people would know. Now with social media, you're
that guy.
You're
everywhere.
You're viral, dude.
Yeah, you'll never get a job anywhere else.
You're not, it's like,
that's
wait,
party pooper
you're
guy.
You're the party pooper dude. yeah. So do you still work for that company?
I do, yeah.
And nobody's replaced the party pooper? Everybody's kept it kind of low-key since then?
That's a story that we tell new hires coming in. Like,
yeah.
In other words, don't be that guy.
Yeah, it's kind of like we tell everybody about L.A. Dave. L.A. Dave is like there's a person that our producer, Lil D, becomes, and his name is L.A. Dave.
Yeah.
And it's not somebody, it's somebody you want to hang out with for a little while, but you like he'll eventually poop himself. So
he's that guy.
So you just, yeah, your party pooper is L.A. Dave. I like that, though. Thank you. Natalie.
Yes.
Yeah. Office parties are out of control. What happened to yours?
Yeah. So I worked at a restaurant and one of the bartenders got too drunk before the party. So the managers canceled it. So I brought 50 people back to my one bedroom apartment and proceeded to finish a bottle of Fireball on my own and blackout.
So there's 50 people in your one bedroom apartment and you're unconscious.
Yep.
And you woke up, was everything okay? Was your apartment intact or did they just go crazy in there?
There were a few spills. I did wake up 4 hours late for work the next day.
Yeah.
So that wasn't great, but the party was epic.
There you go. Yeah.
How see? Would you know? You missed the entire thing, Fireball.
They all told you.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you black out, it has to be a good party.
Well. All right. Thank you for the call, Natalie. Candy.
Yay.
Yay.
Out of control. Office party.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. I just can't stop interrupting.
Okay. So I worked at a country club, and this older gentleman who's like well-reserved, one of the members to a Christmas party, and halfway through, he punched his son-in-law in the face, and one of his guests threw up underneath three different tables.
Jeez.
At a country club?
Wow.
At a country club.
You would think those guys have the decorum we've been looking for. Did you kick him out?
So many things. Huh?
Did you kick him out? Yeah. They didn't?
No. No, we escorted out his son-in-law, but, I mean, he's a member, so we're not really allowed to say no to members.
Dang.
You escorted out the guy who got punched in the face.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
But not the guy who yaks under all the tables.
Yacker puncher guy, he gets to stay.
The lady that yaked, we didn't know that she did it until after the last time, because for some reason, she just kept going underneath this table, and it was just weird. And then I went over there to go clear her plate, and I looked down, and I was like,
Thank you for the call, Candy. Tina?
Oh, yay!
Yay!
Office party, over the top. What happened?
All right. So we were at a hockey game, and...
That's your party? They just said, we're going to take the whole staff to a hockey game.
Well, it wasn't exactly like the whole staff. It was just like a small group or whatever.
Gotcha.
And if any of my coworkers are listening, then they definitely know that it's me, and it's still like the butt of all of our jokes.
Great.
So we were at a hockey game, and we did a little bit of pre-gaming. I had like two light beers, and I got a little bit tipsy off of that. So, I mean, there may have been some... like roofies or something. I don't even know.
Oh, it had to be that. It's not that you're a lightweight or that you're irresponsible. It had to be Rohypnol that took you out. Okay.
I mean, I'm definitely a lightweight, but that's not usually like the amount that I'll get me. Anyway, so I had a couple beers. We got to the stadium. I had a few whiskey shots because, you know, our team scored a goal. I started flirting with the cute coworker, nibbled on his ear a little bit.
Wow.
We ended up going back to our seats, and I just vomited, like, all over his shoes, all over the people in front of me. And from my perspective... I was suddenly puking, and then I was in the bathroom, and then I didn't have any pants on, and then I had some, like, fuzzy hockey pants on, and then I was being wheeled out of the stadium.
So, did the people at the stadium, they gave you pants to get you out of there?
The guy who I barfed on gave me $30 to buy some new pants, or gave someone $30 to buy me new pants because I barfed all over mine.
Holy smokes.
Does this story end with you're married to that coworker that you nibbled on and barfed on, or is it just...
No, it just got kind of awkward after that. I wrote everyone apology letters the next day because I was so embarrassed, and it was just... I tried to set him up with my roommate, but that didn't go so well either.
He's like, you a puker? You know what kind of girl you are.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was good.
That's awkward. Thank you, Tina. Brianna?
Yes.
Yes. Over the top office party. Awkward.
Weird. All right. So my husband works for a pretty prominent company, and we went to his company party this weekend, and we got sick of paying for alcohol because it was like $8 for a beer. So I got up to our room and grabbed 6 beers and shoved them in my shirt.
There you go.
And went back down to the party and pulled 6 beers out of my shirt in front of the company CFO, not knowing that he was the CFO because he was dressed like Santa Claus.
Oh, so, huh. Yeah.
You're sort of saving the company money so the chief financial, I don't know, did you get booted? I mean, how well endowed are you that you can shove 6 beers in there and not draw suspicion? Let's start there, but...
big enough. it was very obvious that I had them in my shirt, but it wasn't obvious enough for the hotel people to take them away from me until I took them all out and put them on the table. And then they took my beers, so I had to go reclaim them. And then we ended up drinking them anyway, even though we weren't supposed to.
So you're one of those booze sneakers. We got one of those who shows up at our parties too.
Yeah, that's you.
It's me. I do it better than our coworker who put a square bottle on his calf.
Yeah, in his sock.
And it's
so
like,
it's this big square bulge in his pant leg.
What's that?
There was a lady that had a few in her boots too.
Yeah, you classy people at your Christmas parties. Thank you for the call, Brianna. Chris?
Yeah.
Guy. Office party, over the top.
So, had the office party, walked in on 3 coworkers and a manager all having relations.
There it is.
All
this
together.
This is the first relations we've had
today.
Yes. What are the genders? Not that it matters, but...
3 females and a male manager.
3 females.
Oh, yeah.
And my buddy that was the co-worker with me, one of them was his girlfriend.
Oh! How did that play out?
Let's just say that somebody ended up not working for the company anymore, and they were not together.
Oh, man.
The manager guy got fired?
No, the manager stayed working there, but buddy, he quit working there, and him and his girlfriend weren't together anymore.
Where were they doing this? Just, where did you walk in on them? Were they in an office, or were they in a broom closet, like the typical stuff?
They were in a back room, and let's just say, I don't want to say the company name, but they're popular for beer, wings, and sports.
Oh, I know. That would be...
oh, my God. You've done their tagline. I don't know what else we need to do. This guy...
Gotta respect it.
3 girls.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to go, man. I got to go put my application
exactly,
in.
Exactly, right?
Somewhere. I'm not going to say where, but I know where I'm going. Rocky...
Yay!
Office party, out of control, over the top.
Yeah. So it was a hilarious office party. Vegas ended in 3 people getting fired. It was awful.
Heck yeah.
How? Why? Hookers? Drugs? What?
No, it was a really bad mixture of sexual harassment from one of our newly promoted people and one of our really tenured supervisors. They came to the casino early, like 3 hours, got completely trashed before any of us even got there for dinner. Then decided we had to have an after party.
Yeah, that's usually where it's...
And 3 people got fired because of your party.
And I was one of them. So the newly promoted person, what we found out, was offering company equipment up to help pay for a tab, which was awful in itself.
Yeah.
And then the tenured person on the way out was trying to get in somebody else's business. My fiance said, hey, it's not your business. Let's just all go. And so he attacked my fiance. And because I happened to be right there going, whoa, stop it. All 3 of us ended up getting canned over it while my boss watched.
Well, I would ask if they still do Christmas parties there, but right, you don't know because you're fired. But if they do, invite us. If you fired Rocky, we want to go. Still tell more of your stories about your out-of-control parties at the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.